I've come to eliminate you for good, since you couldn't wait two more days. Jolene Cujo!
My arms turning inside out!
Jolene!
Hey, are you okay?
Are you the friend who was aiding Jolene in prison?
Go, Emporio! Hurry up and run to where Anastasia is! Stone Ocean!
Jolene! He circled behind you!
First order of business, dispose of Jolene Cujo.
Anastasia, hurry up and come over here!
What in the world is this? It's like your hair turned in on itself, Jolene. And so did my cleats. It must be his attacks. Like from when his fist grazed us, but it barely made contact. So, if he punches us, we'll be in big trouble. Gravity. Judging by everything that's been happening around us, this probably has to do with gravity too, Jolene. Whether it be an apple or the planet itself, everything on Earth is affected by gravity, and all of it is pulled towards the Earth's gravitational center. That's the natural law of the universe. Except, this guy's ability messes with that and makes the gravity go in the opposite direction. That's why whenever his stance fists make contact with something, it'll be inverted. And I don't know how far, but with everything sideways, we're gonna keep falling!
So this is it. Thanks to the unique energy around Cape Canaveral, the priest has somehow developed a new stand. It's no longer Pale Snake, which had the ability to manipulate memories, nor does it have the ability to split itself in half infinitely like the Green Baby!
Jolene! He's coming back around!
I need you to jump toward Anastasia! Now, Emporia!
Whoa, she did it!
Are you kidding me?
It's inverting!
Jolene! No way, that's impossible!
Don't panic, Emporio. You don't have to get so upset. If I get turned inside out every time he hits me, then that just means I'll have to let him hit me again so I can flip myself back to normal. So he can invert me all he wants to. 'Cause I'll just hit him with the reverse. Oh, good freaking grief. Give me a break. It does the job, but I still have to sew my wounds back up with my thread. Although, thanks to that, there's one thing I'm sure of. Lucky for us, as long as we can hit him, he'll take damage. It's looking like I should finish this guy off right here and now!
I can't be babysitting! Go, Emporio! Start climbing! Make your way up to that handrail. I'm not here for you. I'm here to make sure my darling Jolene is back up if she needs it!
You're clinging on to has already been turned inside out.
What's up with his movements?
Judging by its power, I thought it'd be an automated pursuit stand, but his attacks are way too precise. And he's not focused on attacking my arms or legs anymore, like he knows it's useless. So he's only pinpointing my vital areas, like my face and chest, knowing that if his fist touched me there, it'll be fatal. Plus, he dodged my kick, and managed to get out of the way by just millimeters. Which means this is a remote control stand! The priest has to be around here watching with his own eyes. In other words, his stand's movements are so accurate because he's watching every attack. This guy's stand causes destruction by manipulating gravity, so it just seems like he's powerful. Where is he? I thought Pucci would be hiding far away, but I get the sense that he's a lot closer than I realized. He's somewhere close by with a clear view of the area!
Either drive!
Stay out of this.
Anastasia!
I already told you I'm here to dispose of Jolene. You are nothing.
Anastasia! Jolene! No, no, Sean! No, Jolene!
The hell, Jolene? What are you doing?
Anastasia! I bet if you tried, you could probably jump under the tiles on the side of the road. But for right now, don't let go of that rope, okay? With your weight tightening the rope, his stand's being held down and getting the life choked out of him. And he doesn't have the power to fight back. He's completely defenseless!
No freaking way! The stand's desperately trying to grab onto Jolene's rope with his hands before it gets choked to death! If this thing manages to get a hold of those threads of yours with its hands, Jolene, the rope's gonna get inverted and break away!
Get that rope off of his neck, Jolene! Do it now! This was a distraction! I did it so you could get away from him!
I can't, Anastasia! There's no way I'm running away from this now! With this rope around its neck, we finally have a chance to end him! And for the record, I'm not actually trying to choke it. I'm just trying to get closer so I can pummel it into the pavement!
What exactly are you saying, Jolene?
If he lays even a finger on your thick rope and ends up inverting everything attached to it, that means your entire arm is gonna be turned inside out and blown into pieces!
Son of a bitch! Just you wait, I'm gonna climb over there right now to get you!
Jolene isn't the type of person to give up even if we tell her to stop, and this situation is crazy! The hell? If you're gonna go, then do it quickly! Hurry up and get your foot out of that metal frame before it's too late!
Ah! No, he grabbed the rope already!
Not yet. I still have time! My thread can still hold out! I won't cut it until I have to!